Justin over there. Yeah, that's sitting. And Jared's right to my right.
That's also one.
Also sitting. And here we are.
Once again.
Episode 2. Yeah. Technically episode 3.
I called it an encore episode.
Okay, so what if we do another episode?
Then yeah, that well, I mean, at first when you guys talked about this, I thought it was just like maybe one thing deal, and that's it. But then it makes sense to do it a lot because you want people to listen over and over again.
Yeah.
So really the new episode is always the encore episode to the last one, or what?
Well, now it's just going to be like the next episode because I didn't realize that we're going to do more. I thought it was just like a one-time,
yeah,
boom.
This is it. The rest of our lives.
Yeah. You thought this was the last 12 minutes of the sun, or what?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense to do it more than once. Mm. So people can listen to
Maybe we should stop at 3, though, like a good trilogy goal, and just release the trilogy. Very first one.
And then, yeah, just release them, like...
Yeah. And high-def sound.
But we should release them not in order.
Yeah, because,
like,
you know...
We'll release 3 first.
Maybe we should do that, and then 20 years later, make 4, 5, and 6, and make those actually the first
three. Yeah, those, like, before. Yeah. That's a good idea.
People say it's not as good as the first 3 that we did.
Yeah. That's probably the best.
Yeah, let's do it.
It'll look good.
Yeah.
Or hear good. Or sound good.
Yeah.
Or hear good, whatever.
They'll hear it good.
Or they'll hear it real
or
good.
Or they will hear well.
Yeah.
Either way, they'll hear it. But we want them to listen.
Yeah.
Not just hear it.
Yeah.
Sure.
We want listeners. I mean.
Not just.
We have listeners. Obviously. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. It would be kind of crazy if we didn't have any listeners right now,
right? It would be stupid to continue doing this.
I can't imagine how many people are listening to this, really.
You know,
I'm just really trying to think, who isn't listening?
Like, there's too many that count right now, I think.
I'm trying to think who's listening, and that's my grandparents and teachers, maybe. The you know.
I'm going to say everybody that I've ever met.
Yeah?
Yeah. They know. They've been looking out. They knew that I was going to get big sometime.
Yeah.
Here I am. In the studio.
Sometime can be now.
Sometime is right now. I hear our producer walking around. Shut the fuck up, please.
Stomping around.
We're recording.
He was riding his workout bike with no shoes on, no socks on. That kind of made me upset.
Really?
Why would it make you upset?
I don't know. It didn't sit well with me.
See, I was more taken aback by the fact that it was in the front room.
Oh, you have no idea. That stuff is...
I have no idea what.
Why
was it
that...
in different rooms?
No, I don't get why him being barefoot was upsetting to you.
It wasn't just... It wasn't, like, upsetting. It was off.
Because
like...
you saw his Fred Flintstone feet.
our producer Aaron lives with us as well.
He lives with us. Yeah.
He lives with us.
I don't know.
We don't live with him.
I don't know how long that'll be.
But he decided to get his workout on in the.
That's where he always used to work
today.
Out. He always used to work out there.
That was weird.
He
just pulled. We were watching football. Just pulled it in.
It's so funny listening to him work out though, because he's like panting and like sometimes he screams.
He's usually talking shit every time I've ever. He's usually talking shit about somebody.
He's like, "Come on, motherfucker, push it."
He's calling himself an asshole. I'm like, it's weird.
Come on, asshole, you don't want it enough.
Looks at him here and just punches himself in the face repeatedly.
No, sometimes he screams like the house is on fire, so he's like, like, it's one set, Aaron, yeah. It's 20 pound
weight. That's a 20 pound weight, bro. What are you, 6? That's the bar, man, there's nothing even on that thing.
It would be funny if he was riding that bike in, like, different rooms of the house, like, as the day progressed. Like, how does it get to each room? Does it, like, slowly move?
I think
slowly
so.
Slowly rolls? He slowly rides into each room?
I think there's going to be a lot of burn marks in the carpet from where the tire just keeps catching. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, like, he'll held that out and you're, like, trying to watch TV. It's like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
This is our living room.
That's how he gets down. So...
At least he's not doing it at like 4 in the morning anymore like he used to do.
That's true.
Yeah, he's on a schedule now.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. For him. Because he used to be up late.
Well, he's a producer. I mean, he's got things to do.
I mean, he's got deadlines. He's got tight deadlines. I mean,
he's a busy
man.
Like, this isn't the only podcast that takes care of.
Yeah. There's a lot of he can't even sit on this one anymore.
Yeah. No, he can't sit on this.
Because he feels that we are apt enough to do it ourselves.
Well, right. He actually has a cell phone that he leaves in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He listens on his Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So he knows he hears us. He hears us in live time. Like everybody, I mean, everybody else hears us.
Yeah.
We're free reign right now.
Yeah, he wanted us to kind of take our own journey with this because he has kind of up and coming stuff on his plate.
So last week we did a game.
Right.
You guys enjoy that game?
It was a game.
Yeah. It was definitely a game.
Yeah. Competitive.
Yeah. So this week, I'd like to do another game.
Do it.
This one's a little bit different. All right. I'm actually going to ask you individually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And we'll keep score.
Ooh.
We'll keep score for you two. Whoever wins, I can think of a prize. I haven't thought of a prize yet.
All right.
So this week's game is called Who's Older? It's a very complex title.
The contraction, who is older?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, we're going to find out who's older between the two people.
Okay.
I'm going to say two celebrity names. You tell me who's older. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nathan?
Sure.
You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
All right. Here we go. Who is older? Celine Dion or Helena Bonham Carter?
Oh, that's fucking tough.
Yeah, these aren't easy.
Celine Dion.
Incorrect.
What?
Celine Dion is 43. Miss Carter is 44. That's
no
a
way.
Year. Yeah. These are facts. These are stone cold facts.
See, I always figured Helen Bonham Carter was like 23. She looks really good.
Yeah,
she does look good. Yeah.
It must be Aaron.
That's Aaron. He's buzzing in. He's checking. Don't worry about it.
It was a like, I think, on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I think so. Just another.
I didn't realize they were so young. That's surprising.
Huh?
So old.
It's not that old, actually.
Well, 24, no.
I mean,
I figured she'd be
older than 23.
See, I thought Celine Dion was older.
Yeah,
I thought she was in her 50s.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I figured, too.
All right, Jared. Who's older? Heather Graham or Shania Twain?
Who's this Shania Twain? I don't really know who Heather Graham is.
Heather Graham's been in some stuff.
Been in some shit.
She's been in some shit.
Austin Powers and Boogie Nights.
Which Austin Powers? The first one?
She was...
No.
Psycho.
Second, yeah. She's in The Hangover. She's a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. Married?
Yeah.
I'll say Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is correct. Shania Twain is 45. Heather Graham is 41.
Don't impress me much. Sorry.
All right. Nathan. Who is older? Megan Fox or Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton. I don't know. Mm-mm. Paris Hilton.
That's correct. Paris Hilton is 30. Megan Fox is 25.
Really? She's 30 already?
Mm-hmm.
Old as fuck.
That's old.
Who is older? Jared. So what is it? We got 1-1 after one and a half rounds?
Yeah. Yep. About to pull ahead here.
Who is older? Prince William or Jake Gyllenhaal?
Probably Jake Gyllenhaal.
Final?
Lock it in.
That's correct. Jake Gyllenhaal is 30. Bing. Prince William is 28. So 2-1.
How old was Jake Gyllenhaal?
30.
Would you read the answers before we started recording or something? I feel like this is a big conspiracy.
It's the magic of radio.
Nathan, who is older? Keith Richards or Jack Nicholson?
Ugh. Let me think.
Both look like death. They both look like walking dead.
Yeah, but Keith Richards has been into drugs, so he might be younger than he looks.
Yeah, he's probably a lot younger than he looks.
They've been around since the 60s.
Keith Richards is actually 26.
Yep.
He looks like shit for 26.
Yeah. Don't fool yourself, man.
I'm not trying to fool myself. It's hard. Let's say Keith Richards is older.
It's incorrect.
What?
Keith Richards is 67.
He looks terrible.
Jack Nicholson is 74.
Mm.
All right. Jared.
Still 2-1?
Yeah.
Still 3-1.
It's 2-1.
Time to put it away.
All right. Who's older? Mila Kunis or Lady Gaga?
Hmm.
Nathan, do you know this one?
I'm going to say it's Mila Kunis. She's been around a little while. She's probably 27.
I think you looked at these.
Did not.
Mila Kunis is 27, Lady Gaga is 25.
Yes!
All right.
Did I say she was older?
Yeah, I think you jacked my shit.
So,
All right, last two. You're out, basically.
Pretty much.
But
hey, good job, Jared.
Thank you.
That was a good game.
Fool the guesser.
Who's older?
12 Summers.
Nathan, who's older? J.K. Rowling or Brooke Shields?
I don't even keep up with stuff like this.
That's the thing. I mean, this wouldn't be easy if... I mean, obviously, Jared keeps up with this shit.
Apparently, he's just really good at celebrity birthdays.
Take your time. We have nothing to do.
And
we don't have a shitload of things to go over.
Can I confer? Can I, like, call a friend or something? Or
no. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to lock in an answer. J.K. Rowling or Brooke Shields?
J.K. Rowling.
That is correct. J.K. Rowling is 46, Brooke Shields is 45.
I feel like the time I took to answer that really helped.
Probably. All right, last one, Jared.
Every time.
Jared, who's older, Seth Rogen or Macaulay Culkin?
Let's say Macaulay Culkin.
I think Jared's trying to go for the... You haven't missed any, have you?
Not yet. Is that correct? Macaulay Culkin's older?
Macaulay Culkin is 30. Seth Rogen.
28.
29.
29, okay, well.
Look at these notes, man.
Hey, it's my notebook that you wrote on.
Yeah, it's true.
What
a shitty game. Thought that,
no, it was fun.
Didn't know I had a ringer. Okay. Yeah.
That was fun, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
So what's the prize that you won?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. We'll post it on the Facebook page.
You made me look like an asshole. Congratulations. Made Nathan look like an asshole.
Yeah, too. Just Nathan, really. Not really like an asshole, just like
no, you made him look like an asshole.
Yeah, I always look like an asshole, though, so that's not really...
Well, that's just your face.
So staying... God. Staying with celebrity ages. Beginning of each year, they always post a celebrity death watch, which is essentially who's going to die that year. I'm going to give you some of these.
People think I'm laughing about the deaths right now.
Such an asshole. Number one, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Still alive.
I don't know.
So, I mean, the year's not out.
But she's supposed to die this year.
Yeah. Fidel Castro.
Definitely, probably.
You think so?
I'm not sure I'll see Christmas.
Michael Douglas.
That one's kind of sad.
It's cancer,
but it's
right?
True.
Yeah, it does. I think he still has it. I don't think.
Dick Cheney.
Who cares?
Still alive.
Right there.
Bindi the Jungle Girl.
What?
Bindi the Jungle Girl. That would be not Steve Irwin.
Bindi Irwin?
Yeah.
Why is she going to die?
She's on the
list.
She's
like 15 years old.
Yeah.
Because she's following in his footsteps.
Following in daddy's footsteps.
She might get eaten by a croc.
He was never eaten by a croc.
She might get eaten by a croc, though.
Probably.
Randy Quaid.
We hope that none of these people die.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to die. I'm just saying these are the people on the list.
Why Randy Quaid?
He's crazy. Because
he's crazy.
He's crazy.
The crazy people live longer, though. It seems like.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I think he's about to take off again.
Take off on what? His career?
Yeah. Like, bigger this time.
Maybe. Well, that'll just lead to more drugs, I'm sure. So.
Final one. Sorry, the final one from the list. Macaulay Culkin, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They believe he will fall victim to his own household traps.
Traps?
Household traps.
Like booby traps.
Like booby traps.
He said booby traps.
Like Home Alone.
Oh. Okay.
God damn it.
God damn it is right. You should have, come on. Why am I explaining stuff to you?
It's so obvious that I just didn't even think about it.
Threw it away. It's fine. That's fine. Whatever.
It's absolute.
So those were things I liked. to find out.
Yeah.
Who's alive? Who's dead? I don't know. Can we cut that?
We can cut all that out.
Can we cut all that shit?
But I was thinking about raps. I've been listening to rap music lately. Yeah. And I've been reading some of the lyrics. I like to read lyrics to songs, you know, just to see what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that some of the rap lyrics I can't really understand. Like, they're English, I just don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you guys listen to much rap, but.
Not a whole lot.
There's a lot of bit of lingo, you know?
Yeah.
Talk about a lot of different things. But, I just picked out some songs. I was just gonna get your opinions on if you guys knew what they were talking about. Cause these are songs I like, I just don't know necessarily what they're about. But, this one, the song is Good Night by, Gucci Mane and OJ the Juice Man. that's just the name of the people. I don't
need to know. Can you say that name? Can you say those names again?
Gucci Mane and, OJ the Juice Man.
That's fine. Thank you.
The lyric, and they actually repeat this quite a bit during the song. 20 bricks a night, make your girl say good night.
20 bricks a night. So he's talking 20 about bricks. What? Coke?
Well, see, I know, yeah, 20 bricks, but why is it going to make your girl say good night?
Because she's going to die.
Well, 20 bricks, I mean, nobody would be able to do 20 bricks of coke.
No.
Maybe it's just like you sold just, 20 bricks, maybe and that's a good night.
No, maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
I repeat that the whole song, though.
That's interesting.
I guess it could be either one. Selling 20 bricks and that's a good night, or this girl doing 20 bricks and saying good night, like dying.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So it seems like a positive song, though. I don't know. It's not about dying. It seems like a positive song. Okay, well, here's another one. This artist is named Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Heard of.
But it's not the real Freeway Ricky Ross. This guy uses Freeway Ricky Ross's name. And Freeway Ricky Ross was a cocaine dealer in Miami. Mm-hmm. Really big cocaine dealer. He's in jail now. This guy just uses his name. But the song is called Aston Martin. And he says, pull up on the block in a drop top chicken box. Now, right there, a convertible.
It drop comes top in my chicken head. Box, like chicken heads.
Is yeah, what so he's thinking chicken heads.
Suck a lot of dick.
So he's riding around with a lot of chicken heads.
Basically, a car. Yeah,
and his carrot convertible.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's easy.
We're all over that shit.
Okay, actually, I just don't
chicken heads.
I know. Yeah. Okay.
Drop on chicken box. That's funny.
This is another one from Rick Ross. It's "Blowing Money Fast" is the name of the song. I like the song. It says, "These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy." Stunt so hard, them come and knight me.
Knight me or knife me?
Knight me.
So he has a bunch of jewelry.
Yeah, ice. Everyone's talking about ice.
Like he gets knighted.
Stunt so hard.
Well, yeah, what's stunting?
I don't...
Like,
He's knighted. So I guess he has so much that he looks like royalty, maybe?
Okay, the motherfuckers are mad that he's icy, has a lot of jewelry. But then, hey, stunting so hard. What's the stunting part? I've heard that before. I just I'm confused.
Stunning like so hard, daddy. He's
I think it's just you know,
I don't know,
fooling around.
Being
knights protect the realm, so I'm guessing stunting means getting into fights. I don't know.
Something with chivalry, probably.
I don't know.
Probably something with like giving back to the community.
Yeah, I would have bet volunteering your time.
Yeah.
And your energy. This one is from kind of a new rapper. The song is Bitch Suck Dick by, Tyler, the Creator, Jasper Dolphin, and I think it's just Odd Taco or Odd Fucking Taco. he says, at the fucking mall, 40 bitches on my nutsack, I pulled up on a motherfucking unicorn, we on our ponies.
Okay.
I don't think that's supposed to mean anything, honestly.
We're talking about Tyler, the Creator. True. We're not talking about anything
that is
relevant.
True.
They mentioned unicorns throughout the entire CD, so I just think that's them fucking with everybody.
See, that's why I find it that I like that stuff, because it doesn't mean anything, I don't think.
He won
40 bitches on my nutsack, that means.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think he won
did.
Best
he did?
MTV? Yeah, apparently he got all choked up on stage when he was accepting it, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I don't know what the speech was, but apparently he was like, to anybody that's watching right now, you can do this. I'm proof right now. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah,
which is true, because Nathan's had me listen to that shit before, and I literally was like, throw that CD out the window. It's so obnoxious.
I made him listen to the entire CD on the way back from Cleveland.
It's not for everyone.
Say that again. On the way back from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, as if that trip already didn't suck.
This is not for everyone.
Okay.
Let's take it to a new level right now. Let's play this Goblin CD and see what you think. Apparently he thinks, like, the beats in that CD are too, repetitive. Like,
they're not even, like, beats, though. They're just, like, it's like... Like, it's not even, like, the same...
Oh, you're just saying they're not
like, it's not, no, it's just, like...
Oh, yeah, I mean, he definitely plays around with, you know, time and whatever.
No, I think, like, the beats are supposed to be similar sounding because it's all, like, heavy stuff and it's, like, dark subject matter, so he went dark beats with it.
Yeah, but it seems like he's saying that it's not like time or anything. And I think if he knew music, it would probably be copacetic.
What?
Like if you knew music and time signatures or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
It's probably just, irregular beats.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
I won't mention it. But yeah, like a lot of songs have like irregular beats like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but his are, just don't care. I don't care for him.
That's fine. A lot of people don't, apparently.
I'm not sure it's meant to be taken seriously.
Oh, no, I don't take it seriously.
Some people don't get that, I guess. I don't know. There are a lot of people that, like, take his persona and run with it, kind of. They just swag all over the place and try to, like, dress like him. And...
But then that, I mean, who's to say that they're not just doing that the same reason?
I mean,
like, just...
Just to fuck with people?
Yeah, like, it's not real.
Maybe.
It's kind of like they're making fun of a certain aspect by taking one part of something and just blowing it up. And overdoing it.
Maybe. But I know there's, like, I don't know, like, 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds that are doing it, and you know they're serious about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I hate people.
People?
Yeah.
People in general.
Me too.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's true. Torture.
It's weird that people will take an influence something. I mean, just something so... like a song or an artist and just have to personify it and
try to make it their own.
And try to make, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I can name names.
We all used to do that to some extent. I mean, it's just a part of being immature, I guess, and being that young is you want to, like, they're your heroes. They're heroes in their eyes, so they want to kind of
emulate them.
Yeah, emulate. That's what it was.
I mean, I absolutely feel like we all are affected by what we do and what we are around and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like some people take it to the extreme.
Maybe. I think,
you were talking about straight edge people the other day.
Yeah.
Why don't you share that story?
Don't name any names.
No, naming names. Just a story.
The story with straight edge?
Yeah. How it got started.
Okay. Jared knows a little bit about this. You know, probably more than me, actually.
I mean, I know that, I think the first mention was a Minor Threat song.
Right. Started out with a song by a band, it's a punk band, hardcore punk band from DC.
Yeah.
They had a song called, what's the real title? Something about We Are the Straight Edge or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, they start out with that song and it's basically about this whole kind of movement. Like, they don't drink, they don't do drugs, nothing like that, no drugs whatsoever, no alcohol at all. And basically,
basically it's just like they've got the straight edge. Like, they're straight, yeah. So that gives them an edge.
Yeah. So people basically took that idea and ran with it, and they started forming kind of like gangs with it. They formed like punk gangs, they listen to that music and stuff, get into like a fury, and they started like making their own kind of thing with like their own kind of uniform in a way. You know how clubs, they sign your wrists and like X's if you're underage to drink?
Mm-hmm.
They'd wear those X's all the time, and that's kind of like their moniker. So they'd go to clubs, basically, in groups, and they'd find people that are drinking at punk clubs, and they'd beat the shit out of them sometimes.
But that's not all straight edge. That's just certain people within. I think. I don't...
That's definitely the extreme version of it, but some people did take it too far. I mean, there's some people that, I guess, kind of identify themselves as being straight edge, and they don't take it that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually have a friend on Facebook that takes it too
says, far. He doesn't take it too far.
He doesn't beat the shit out of anybody, but he kind of pisses people off with it, that's
just
for sure.
on Facebook.
Right, yeah. It's kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you personify, you make something yours, but only in certain situations where... I don't know.
I think... He's probably playing a character, I think.
Yeah.
He's playing a character.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. I don't understand.
Which it's really weird.
It's wrestling, like,
but it's the same thing. It's like if I were playing a character like, mm-hmm. like Batman, and I just dressed up in a Batman suit on Wednesdays,
yeah,
and like all of Wednesday I was fucking Batman. Like, that's weird. You'd be like, Justin, there's something really wrong with you. It's just like, just on Facebook, people are, everybody's a hard ass on Facebook. Everybody's sure. a hard ass on the internet.
Yeah.
So.
You know, hiding behind a computer, of course, they're going to be aggressive towards you, and they're going to insult you.
Yeah.
And hope that you can't find their address.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I guess I don't use Facebook to act out any characters or.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
People seem to be so influenced by just random things.
But I mean, like, with the, like, different things influencing people, you know, like, media personalities and all that, I just thought that was interesting because it kind of makes you wonder, like, what parts of you are actually you, and what parts of you are different media outlets that are coming into you, and you kind of developed into yourself.
Like, how much is you, and how much are you, or is it you playing somebody else?
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, society dictates us to do this and be like this.
Right.
That's interesting.
It is.
I've thought about that myself, you know, just...
Is there anything that you've ever... Influenced? Is there any, like, tendencies that you've seen in, like, a character on TV or a movie sure. that you've absorbed?
That's... I know for a fact that's where I get my sense of humor from, is from other people that have been funnier before me. Oh, I try to emulate their style, and that's just how it's done with some things.
Well, that's probably how we all are, though, because we all see, you know, even in real life, we see someone being funny, and you think, okay, that made that person laugh.
Right.
I want to do that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everything's learned.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's like a tough thing to, like, try to separate yourself from things that have happened in the past or, like, people that have had the same personalities and they've done it before.
Yeah. You know?
Is there any physical tendencies that you have that?
Hmm. I don't know. Sure.
That's gonna be the hardest to decipher.
Physical tendencies, like what, the way you walk.
I mean, I've noticed. Certain...
For example, the way that I walk is directly from. I remember being a kid and like watching a war movie, and just the click of their heels when they march. Mm-hmm. I like that noise, and I was like, I want to be able to make that. So when I walk. My full heel goes down and the rest of my foot. I mean, people that walk on their toes, like walk on the side of it, like everybody walks different, but like when I walk and I have certain shoes on, you can hear like a very strong click. Just because when I was a kid, that was, I made myself walk like that because I liked the noise.
Yeah. I kind of have a story like that. I mean, it's not based on anybody famous or a movie or anything. It's just like kind of like an anecdote, but like I went to this baseball game with my friend Chris and I used to walk in a way like I would drag my feet and you could hear it when I was walking.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed when his stepdad kind of like chastised me for it. He was like, stop dragging your feet in the ground. Everybody can hear you walk. And like ever since then, I always pick them up no matter what. And I always am conscious of walking now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean, that does bother people.
Yeah. I guess it was just like a self-esteem thing.
It's like chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the day that I stopped chewing with my mouth open. I was, like, four.
Somebody yelled at you.
My grandfather was sitting across the table from me. I used to be scared to death of him. And I was apparently chewing with my mouth open. And I look up, and he's giving me this eye, like, I'll murder you. And he just slowly chews with his mouth closed, like, just staring at me. Never again. It even bothers me now.
Scared the shit out of you with it.
When people chew with their mouth open now, it drives me insane. Scared the shit out of me.
I've always had a thing with that. I don't think it has anything to do with anything in the past. I just can't stand when people chew gum and smack it. You know? It feels like everybody has that thing. But I don't know. I don't think I'm the only one with that.
Chew gum and smack it. I don't
like
know.
Chewing like a cow, kind of. Like that.
That bothers a lot of people.
It's
definitely.
It's
people make that noise legitimately.
Yeah.
Like,
for some reason.
Sometimes it seems like it's on purpose, but apparently it's not. And it annoys me all the more. And it's fucking horrible to hear it, though.
Well, that's weird.
And I sat behind some girl in French class, and during tests, the room was completely silent. But she had a piece of gum in her mouth.
and I could not concentrate at all. It was,
did you throw something at it?
No.
Oh.
Like, it was like the worst period in school ever.
Yeah. What about you, Jared? What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
You do, that's annoying.
Well, what tendencies do you have that you just picked up from somewhere?
Tendencies? I mean, I don't. I try not to pick up too much of anything, you know, from like media. Like, I mean, you guys were talking about
just from like in general.
That could be a tendency too. Trying not to emulate other people and emulate other things. That's a tendency.
Yeah.
My mother always would, when we'd leave the house, she'd always, like, we'd be back down the driveway. She'd stop, get out of the car, and go back inside to make sure she like unplugged. Like the straightener, like the oven wasn't on, or like, she always did it. She'd always, like, did I do that? I don't remember. So now I have taken that on completely to where even like when I get out of my car, I'll look at my hands and be like, okay, wallet, cell phone, keys. And I look at my keys to make sure that they're in my hand before I shut and lock the door.
Yeah.
Like I have to. And whenever I go somewhere, for some reason, when I sit down, like at a table or something.
You gotta check everything again.
Well, no, I take it all out of my pockets and I set it in front of me on the table. Like when I go out to eat, I will take out my phone and keys. Usually my wallet in my back pocket. But I always put it in my left pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's just certain things that I do. But somebody asked me, that's the only reason I thought of that. Somebody asked me the other day, like, why is your shit on the table? I don't know.
That's kind of like a useful tendency though. Like,
it's an obsessive compulsive tendency is what it is.
I wouldn't say that's obsessive compulsive, because usually people with obsessive compulsive disorder, they do things and it doesn't benefit anything. I feel like that benefits you in a way.
Yeah, but it's still got that, it's like a,
No, like people with OCD, like, they touch light switches 20 times.
But they also wash their hands like 20 times. Like, but
that's
like,
extreme.
Yeah, but something like what he does, I mean, it's hard to overdo that to the point of it becoming a problem.
Right.
Like, it would just, the biggest deal would be is like, oh, you're stuffing the table.
Yeah.
Just like, so if you ever are near me, you'll see my phone's always in sight. Mm-hmm. Or like, it's always on me. I don't leave it sitting around. Yeah. Even if I go to the bathroom, it's coming with me. Like, I just don't. I don't know why. Yeah. You know, I don't know why I set shit on the table in front of me. Just like, make sure that I have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't leave it somewhere. Or lock it in my car. Like, you know, it's weird.
Something that I've learned and just, you know, by watching myself and kind of also in the part of like playing, like being myself or playing a part, like I've learned a lot about like my body, body communication or whatever. And like, you know, how you sit and how you hold your arms. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like a lot of like nervous stuff, like, you know, close my hands, whatever. I've learned to like stop doing that.
Mm.
So, I mean, it used to be, you know, me trying to do that. And it used to be me playing the part, but now
that's
just kind of automatic.
Oh yeah, you told me about that, like fake until you make it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like I used to have to try to, you know, okay, open my hands, you know, keep my hands in my pocket, uncross your legs, but now it's just I do that automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really me playing a part because that is that's me now.
Do you ever seen the movie Ocean's? I don't know, Ocean's 11,
11, 12, 13.
Yeah, it's one of those. But he beats the lie detector test by stepping on the, steps on like an tack in his shoe.
Hmm.
Which like, every time he has to lie, he steps on the tack, so it sends like a different message to his brain, and like, do you know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen that
part? I don't think I've seen that one.
Have you ever like, thought of yourself like, trying to beat that test? And like, controlling your own mind, and like, so if somebody said Justin, or like, is your name Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes. Like, how your breathing changes, how, like, if you look away, have you ever thought about it? Like, if you
I don't think I'm a good liar.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a good liar at all.
I've heard to beat those tests, they've changed it since then, but apparently, back in the day, like, to beat the tests, when they asked you the question, you give yourself a second, and you ask the question differently, so you can lie without actually lying.
Yeah.
But since then, they've changed it so you have to repeat the question they just asked, so you can't do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That makes sense.
Like, kind of tricking your brain into lying without lying.
So being like, is your name Mary? My name is Mary.
Yeah. Well, like...
But just like, that being, like, just being able to say that confidently.
Yeah.
Enough to beat it.
Yeah. No, like, if they said, is your name Mary? And, like, you understand that question, give yourself a second. In your head, you're like, is your name Brenda? And then... you answer like that. I don't know. Like, you kind of change the question.
Yeah, I don't know if it works for that one, but I get what you're talking about.
So, like, is your name not Mary?
Yeah.
Like, just change it in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's fact.
Like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting. I don't think I'm a very good liar either. You've told me on several
occasions. You're a terrible liar.
Maybe to you guys.
You're a terrible actor sometimes.
Yeah.
Nathan frequently plays dead or, like, plays injured or tries to fake like he's mad. Or...
I feel like I'm not properly showing you guys my acting chops, though. I feel like if I really tried, I would impress you.
he tries to be mad sometimes. I'm like, shut up.
You get me sometimes when you have a blank stare on your face, like you just want to lie. And then sometimes you get me for a little bit, and then I'm like, no.
Or you used to get me. You don't get me anymore.
Maybe you guys just know me too well.
Probably.
That's the problem.
See, I don't really have any use for actually lying to people. Though, yeah. So I'm
not. Who would?
Not really. I mean, I guess there is a use for
it. There is, definitely. I don't understand why.
But, I don't know, I have tendencies where, like, the stuff in my room has to be exactly where I placed it before, like in the exact same spot. You know, like I said, it moves, it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, small things, like even if it's like, I don't know, like a gift card or something, or like a coupon, if I put it down in its original spot and I move it, I have to put it exactly where it was before. It's just weird though.
You are very particular about things.
Yeah. I don't like when people touch my stuff.
Yeah. Whenever you get into Nathan's car and you take something into the car, and then you get up to leave and you don't grab, like, let's say like a wrapper. He will grab it and hand it to you. Just because he's so... if you left the wrapper in my car, I wouldn't be able to tell if you left the wrapper in my car, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, like, just how you
are.
I try not to let things like that bother me.
I mean, like, when people touch your stuff, or, like...
Well, no, just... where stuff is. I don't like when people touch my stuff.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I don't really understand why you need to.
I touch your bike, maybe take it for a ride.
No, you better not.
I do when you're at work.
Better not. You seriously better have not.
I haven't.
So Nathan and I went, I'm sorry, me, Nathan, and Jared went to a gay club last night.
Yeah.
It's called Axis in downtown Columbus.
Yeah. Yep, that was fun.
We did. You know, I think we've decided that we'd like to do something different each week.
That was the first thing.
A different experience.
Yeah.
Something new and something we've never done before.
Yeah.
Well, something some of us have never done before. and so we went to
the gay
club last
gay
night.
Dance club,
it was a dance club.
Definitely a club. A nice club, though.
A lot of shirtless men.
What was your opinion, Jared?
I liked it.
Would you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun with a group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying like you.
By yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have its purpose. That would be,
okay.
I mean, I see its benefit to single guys. Definitely.
Single straight or?
Straight guys.
Oh, single straight guys. It's a, I don't know if I want to say this.
It's a secret.
It's an untapped mind. Like it's just a good
place to feel good about yourself, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's such a different atmosphere to where, like, you don't feel like you're competing for anything.
No. It's nice.
Like, you just go and have fun.
Yeah. That was...
You know what I mean? Like, no, there's no assholes and affliction t-shirts walking around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, it's completely different feel to where it's just like, go and you can be you and have fun.
I think we should have been there longer for me to feel that, but I felt that before. We're just completely open, and it's like you're not trying to impress anyone. You're just there to have a good time, and you're surrounded by people that feel the same exact way.
Yeah, because you saw. I mean, there's lots of topless men.
Yes, there's a lot,
and they were having the time of their life.
Yeah.
Same way.
So, how'd you feel about Nathan?
That was the first time I've ever really danced in a public setting.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time with.
Right, you don't feel like.
No, I got to the dancing. Point where I didn't give a shit.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
I fucking hate dancing, but there it's just completely different because it's like nobody's...
It's like, who am I trying to impress right now?
Nobody gives a shit.
It doesn't matter.
They're all doing their own thing, and it's just like, But in a regular club, I don't know, what's the difference? In a straight club compared to a gay club, what's the difference?
There's, I don't know, because like in a gay club, it's kind of nice to get kind of, what is it?
Anal?
Not anal. Yeah, maybe
hit
anal.
On?
Possibly anal. Like,
hit on by a gay
the possibility of anal. Like, yeah, kind of like hitting on by a gay guy, but not really. Kind of like the validation aspect of it.
Yeah, I guess.
But so you get that, but, you get the validation in the straight club.
You can, but
that's a lot. That's a lot more difficult.
Girls don't typically do that.
Yeah,
is that right though? Just, I mean,
hey, man.
Going to a gay bar just to.
But are you get going? For that? Are you going
I didn't,
for
that's
validation?
Not the reason I went.
Okay, oh no, I know.
No, I mean that's not right at all. I mean, I wasn't taking off my shirt and pretending to be gay or
anything. No, but I mean, is it even right to go there and pick up women?
That's a gray area.
I'm
going to
say yes.
I mean, why are they? But
they're like, there with their gay friends because they're going to have a good time too.
I feel
and
like,
here's the thing. The people that are going to go to a gay club aren't fucking creepers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because the creepers are the ones that are like, I don't do that shit. I don't do that gay shit.
I kind of feel like the creepers in a gay club are the straight guys trying to pick up on them there.
But it's not the same because you're not like a come sit on my face kind of guy. Like, you're not like,
it's like, when the girl sees you there, she knows that, okay, maybe picking up a chick isn't really his like number one priority.
No.
Like, you're both just there to have fun and they just happen to
maybe
have a good time together.
Yeah, no, you're not in the, it's a place to go for straight people. Well, I mean, gays too, I guess, to where it's like, you go for the fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going because you're like, I ain't fucking laid tonight. I'm gonna get trashed and laid.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Some people have that mindset.
Because
I don't think any of us have that mindset.
No, just I'm thinking like the straight men that will go to that place aren't carrying that mindset to where I'm gonna go to a gay bar and find somebody and fuck them. Like,
no.
You know
last
I mean?
Night, last night we went for I think 100% pure reasons, and it was totally cool. We were there.
Mm.
So, would you go again?
I'd probably go again.
Okay. I would go and stay the entire night there.
Yeah. From 9 to 2?
Yeah, I would.
I don't know about 5 hours of dancing. Maybe just
I mean, that's what a
drinking.
Club is, though.
I mean, that's what that is. Yeah, I'm not saying.
No, you sit around, drink, you know, get a good table, whatever, dance.
Yeah. We were only there for 45 minutes, so I was fucking tired.
Yeah, we went at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, we got there at 1. Yeah,
but it was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed. It was packed all the way up until the lights came on.
Yeah.
The lights came on.
People blowing bubbles, confetti all everywhere.
They're gay. That's what they do. They do awesome. Now, I have been there once and they did a drag show.
Yeah.
Huh.
And they lip synced to a song. Like, it's legit. It's good.
I saw a few guys there in drag, actually. As soon as we walked in, I saw one. Like, a tall black guy in terrible RuPaul clothing. And I was like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah. Like, it's...
Yeah. Here's what I noticed. You showed me where the bathroom was, but I only saw one bathroom.
You mean?
There's two. There's definitely two.
But then on the way out, some girl was like, you know, is this the bathroom? Or is this, you know, is this the bathroom? Men's? I was like, it's just the bathroom.
Maybe there isn't.
I don't know. There probably has to be. I don't think it mattered anyway.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter, I guess.
I was comfortable.
I mean,
here's a question.
I actually got sandwiched. At the urinals.
I can't remember. Is it separated? Are there dividers next to the urinals?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't think there was. Yeah.
I got sandwiched, and
you did.
My shy bladder was, okay.
Do you get shy bladder?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
At Scarlet and Gray, the other day, we went. I had to be so bad, and I went in there, and the devil walked up next to me. He's the guy that plays over there. He's
called the devil. He does the performance before.
He was in one, and in this crazy-looking, like, potentially homeless black man was in the other.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening.
Wait, stall?
Yeah. No. Like,
oh, urinal.
In the urinals.
And no divider?
No divider.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
I'll tell you where the worst, your worst fears realize if you have shy bladder. Those troughs.
The troughs and like the
no
like
urinals,
stadiums.
No
yeah.
dividers,
yeah.
just troughs.
It's awful.
I feel, I don't get it in clubs because there's music and everything. I feel like I get it more when it's completely silent and somebody stands next to you.
What do you mean get it? Oh,
no, because it's just like
you had nothing else
just
to
you
on.
And
you can
men.
It feels like you can kind of hear that somebody's next to you and you can hear yourself not going and they can hear you too and they're thinking in their head why isn't it going yet and that makes it worse on you But if it's in a club, they're not listening to you, and they can't hear you anyway, so it's easier.
Yeah, I don't know when I get it, when I don't. But I'll tell you the worst thing is some of those urinals, you know, you start pissing, and then you feel that nice...
That spray
nice,
back?
Nice hot mist on your legs.
That's the worst. I don't think girls understand that. It's the mist. Maybe, why haven't we seen it's 2011? Why haven't we fixed that?
I don't know. It should just be some hole, place? Like black hole. It just yeah, sucks
is there
it in.
A certain angle that I'm fucking like I'm messing up.
See, that's
with,
the thing or? I was thinking about urinals. There's not really. I mean, there's that thing on the bottom, but that's not really a target. That just holds that yeah.
That soap.
So, yeah. And then I was thinking, like in regular toilets, like where are you supposed to piss in the water or is the like the ramp on the back? That's
see,
a stealth toilets. Mode. That's a stealth
getting,
mode. In the
we're
back.
Getting into some weird shit today. Regular toilets.
Yeah.
I don't like to pee into. Because they're like, I don't like the noise. Because I feel like we're getting way too personal. I'll make it way too personal. I don't like.
We just talked about when we went to a gay club.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't like because a lot of times people get lazy, go pick up the seat, and so go piss, and it'll hit the water and splash up onto the seat.
Really?
And then Justin comes in there needing to use
yeah.
the facilities, and. I have to clean that up or sit in it yeah. on accident.
That seems totally acceptable that you'd pee over the seat into yeah. the thing. Because, I mean, I'm not that great of an aim. You got to start somewhere. It's not just going to go
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, no, it starts somewhere.
It starts at the bottom and works yeah. its way up. Till
it
you're
feels like every time I go, there's a splash effect. I have to clean it up afterwards.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
it depends
saying.
On where you are.
That's why the majority of the time, I will sit to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, it's could have been standing. Two, I'm not splashing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Three, it's just convenient for everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like it's appropriate. And it doesn't make the noise. Because when you sit, it just hits the front part of the bowl.
Yeah.
Not the water. So
okay.
it doesn't
make
any noise.
Yeah.
That's how I get down.
I think I should start doing that.
Stealth mode.
It's weird.
Stealth and caring and compassion mode.
Yeah. I've talked to other people. This has come up before.
Yeah, we've talked about this, I think, before.
There's a couple people that I know that do that.
Sit yeah. down.
Just sit to pee because I've
it's
heard like,
that.
I'm sure there's more than you think.
Yeah. Just like you don't have piss all over the floor.
That's
all
probably
over
pretty
the
good. Yeah.
It's probably a mess.
Pretty good percentage of people do, I'm sure.
Yeah. People do, definitely.
So this episode's definitely turned into a get to know us episode,
yeah.
hasn't it?
Here's a question. Okay. The gay club, we did something new. If we were to do something new next weekend, what would you guys want to do that you've never done before that you'd want to try?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Alright, I'll try to call Corey Baxter.
Yeah, we can never.
Kid from the Christian school?
Huh?
Kid from the Christian school? No. That was a different thing.
Is there a sport you guys have never done?
The gay thing, well, that was a spur of the moment, though.
That was a spur of the moment.
That idea happened between about.
That happened
with 12:40
and one.
Yeah.
It happened when Justin was drunk and I was just fucking with him. That's like gay bar.
Yeah, I saw
it up throughout the night until we finally went.
And then someone else heard gay bar and then we couldn't fit anyone. We had the car filled.
We had the car filled and people were still trying to get the
yeah.
car
filled. And nobody's gay.
And the stage manager Aaron couldn't get in.
Couldn't get, well.
Wore sandals. I mean, he
could have
got
it. He could have took his shirt
yeah.
off.
I thought that was kind of shitty because he went. And slept in the car, and Brian wanted to go, and Aaron took
yeah,
his spot.
Yeah, Brian said that too. He's like,
yeah.
I wanted to go. So,
why would you
wear sandals?
That upsets me too. That's like the utility bike when those shoes are. I mean, I don't want to see those feet.
No.
I don't think those dudes want to see those feet. Nobody wants to see
those
feet.
These are just unflattering sandals.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I bought my first pair of sandals like in years. I'm like,
I don't like those one strap ones. I hate those.
You're not a
same
really? Yeah, you're not a same
I'm
guy.
So, I like those so much better than.
I like the thong ones better. I just think they're.
See,
I don't do either.
Usually when I wear sandals, it's like on the way to either soccer or
yeah.
baseball. So I just want them to slip on
yeah, that
wear
makes
seats
sense.
There.
Mm.
So I don't like wearing the thongs.
You're not wearing your sandals.
So you wear
the
strap over.
No.
You wear the strap over sandals though?
Well, I don't have any strap over sandals. I used to, and I like
yeah.
those so much better because I don't wear sandals.
Mm.
I usually don't wear sandals.
I got you.
So the only time I have them on is just asking them to slip on
yeah,
to go somewhere.
The only time I wear sandals is when I go to the beach, honestly. So that's about it.
Yeah.
And I wear them for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's... See, this episode turned into a Get to Know Us episode.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
It's good.
I think so.
We're party people, right?
We're good people.
Yeah.
We're good.
I'm good.
So.
We'll have to think about something to do.
It'll probably be spur of the moment.
It'll be spur of the moment.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of blanking too. I don't know. Like, what's they're doing in Columbus? I don't know.
Oh, there's so much shit to do. It's unreal. If you look at it, have you ever looked at like Columbus Alive?
Yeah.
There's so much shit going on all the time.
I did want to mention.
It's all hidden.
It is all hidden.
Like, I just know High Street, really.
I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
I did want to mention, I was going to bring this up last night, but last night really wasn't a great night for this. But apparently, like, the first or second Saturday at the Drexel, they're playing The Room. So they played it like last night, and they're going to play it again.
Second weekend?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's so like the first or second weekend in every month. So like
playing what?
So next
week. The Room. It's a bad movie.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So this weekend was the second weekend of this month.
Yes. So we got a month.
You know what I'd like to do? Mystery Dinner Theater.
What's up?
You ever go to like one of those dinners that are like, there's a mystery.
They have those?
Yeah, they do them all the time at Spaghetti Warehouse.
Oh.
I did one. So we'll just don't listen to this part. I did one over Christmas, and basically it was like you pay like $25, you get dinner, like full like salad, an appetizer, dinner, dessert, drinks, all included, and then the show as well. And just so the show is like about all these celebrity impersonators. It was their Christmas party. Mm. One of them ends up dead, and you got to figure out who did it.
Mm. So everyone's involved.
So everybody's involved. Yeah. So like I had to get up. There was Elvis there. Mm-hmm. Elvis had to get up and dance with him. And you know, just like it. But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. So we should do that.
That could be something fun that we've never done before. None of us.
At least two out of the three of us haven't done before.
But it's good.
Actually, I don't know if they're doing it anymore. But I know over the summer, CD101 did the thing at Cosi. It was like 21 and up. Where they did like drinking there, it was like a kind of a party there.
Was it a party or were they watching something?
I don't think they were watching anything. I think it was just like a party type setting. There's drinks provided and you just hung around Cosi.
Yeah, that would be fun,
I thought.
There's all sorts of things we can do.
Yeah.
And report.
Yeah. Speaking of report, we have a website we're putting together now.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Facebook page is up.
Twitter is on its way.
Twitter's on its way.
And we have a Twitter account. We're going to make one.
We're going to have it. No, it's already being made.
Oh, yeah?
Final touches are being put on now.
We're just glamming right now. Yeah, just kind of polishing, getting ready. So those will be up. Like us on Facebook. Leave us a little message there. Check us on iTunes. We're on iTunes now, officially.
If you like us on iTunes, write a review.
Yeah, write a review, definitely. Or you can find us at podomatic.com.
Podomatic. Glasshouse.podomatic.
Yes. Just or if you just want to go to the website and search Live from the Glass House, that's where you go. So.
You guys want a date? We can provide our numbers.
We can. We can eventually.
Yeah, friend us on Facebook or personal pages. We're going to get to know us that way.
Let's do it.
Let's not. Let's not. But yeah, so. I think that's about it for today.
So let's end,
our quote.
The last words quote?
Last words of Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bored with it all. It's perfect for our show because it sucks. Right? So.
To be honest, I got bored when we started.
Yeah. He said that before slipping into a coma and dying 9 days later.
Cool.
So that's the show.
You laugh
every fucking time.